That hot,
you might.
What'd you say it is?
Just right down, right where you went on is a crossover against the hill. There's a ram there. It pushes the water up to that house. That little creek down there where you cross it, when you cross the first little branch with your car right on the bottom, then my boy's land starts right there.
Oh.
And he's got a 3-acre strip there, and then his little branch runs right down across that 3 acres, and his stock just goes down out of water, you know.
I saw some good looking cattle in there.
You did. Well, that's his cattle.
They look good.
That water is a wonderful thing there. Wonderful thing.
What's a good yield of oats or of wheat here?
Wheat? The boy made this year over there about 35 bushels an acre. He made a good wheat crop.
It's not bad.
Corn sometimes. Real good corn here. With everything in the favor. They'll make as high as 60, 70 bushels an acre.
Boy.
Use lots of fertilizer.
Yeah.
They get enough water then. And it depends a whole lot on how they cultivate it, you know.
Yeah.
Now there's a piece of corn right over there make about 50 bushels an acre.
That's good.
Dry would have hurt it some, and that's cut back a little bit.
What'll they do with their corn stalks now?
Well, them corn stalks, they'll let the stalk run in there through the winter, and they'll push them down then and turn them under and grow an oat crop next year instead of another corn crop, you know.
Do you ever make more than one cutting on your hay here?
Yes, sometimes I make two.
What do you call that second one?
Well, it's just what we call a second cutting of hay. I was telling you this morning, you know, about that Lespediza. You can take here in this country and sow it in oats, spring oats. Sow a piece of land in spring oats and mow, or either mow or combine either one. That crop over there, I mean, if you sow Lespediza, then when you sow the oats, then at this time of year, a few weeks sooner than this, you can cut that Lespediza.
Oh.
But hey, get two crops. Yeah, they do that lots here.
Well, that's good. Wheat is threshed. What about oats?
What's that?
Wheat is threshed, isn't it?
Yeah.
What about oats?
With a combine?
Well, I was thinking the old days.
Oh, the old days, we used to thrash wheat and oats too, you know. We go to work not too long ago, 4, 5, 6 years ago. Cut it with a binder. Shock it. And then sometimes we'd stack it and then thrash out of the stack. And again, we'd thrash out of the shop, you know.
If this belonged to me, this is something entirely different now. This is just present day. If this belonged to me, you wouldn't say this is mine. You'd say this is... Well... what I'm trying to get at here is, do you ever say you all around here? Is that a common expression?
Yes. Yes, very much. Very much.
Would
so.
You say that to me?
Well, could, yeah. Yeah, that's used very frequently. If you all have been doing so and so and so on like that, yeah, that's very much used that way.
Whose is this?
That'd be yours.
This house belongs to you and your wife, so you'd say that's...
Mine.
And include your wife.
I'd say that is mine, but then she's... Whatever's mine is hers, you see.
And what would you say then? What's mine is hers, so it's...
Well, it would be a joint tenant deed, you know. We got a joint tenant deed here. If something happened to me, she could go to work and sell it to you. In a month's time,
good thing, isn't it?
If she wanted to.